I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Talk with John for Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. Obviously, I'm not John. And I think just about anybody knew that immediately. But John has asked me to fill in while he spends his time being a great father to his son. And I appreciate that. And John's a friend. And Roger always has something to say. Yeah, this is Roger Landry. I am the founder and managing director, for those who don't know, of the Liberty Beacon Project, which includes five global news websites and a new social media website called tlbtalk.com. Excuse me. It seems like every time I get ready to do a show, I start coughing. I think that's psychosomatic. And yeah, I say that intentionally. I have done about a half a dozen shows with John, so some of you may recognize who I am, and some of you may listen to my shows, or some of you may be visitors to either the LibertyBeacon.com, which is our main American website. It is our original website, and or the Liberty Beacon, TLBTalk.com, which is our new social media website. And we have been partnered with the RBN for many years. I was a good friend of John Stattmiller's, and I did his show with him for an entire year, every single Thursday for an hour. So, and I consider that to be time extremely well spent. I have a show on RBN, and it's called TLB Talk Radio, and that's on Sundays from noon to 1 p.m. Central. My friend and fellow patriot John has made it abundantly clear to me that when I fill in for him, I need to treat the show as my own in both content and style. In other words, Roger, you don't have to do what I do. You don't have to emulate what I say or what I, you know, how I act, so on and so forth. Be yourself. You're standing in for me. Do your show in my time slot. Well, I'm not exactly going to do that. This is why we have John's music to open. We'll have John's music on breaks. We'll have John's music to close the show. And when anybody asks, if anybody calls in, this is Talk with John. Although you're actually talking with Roger today. Today, I'm going to do something. And for anybody who knows me, you know that I am not one who's afraid of controversy. When I talk, I usually do it with emphasis. For anybody who feels that Roger grandstands, you're absolutely wrong. I am probably, and people who normally say this say it because they're trying to cover up the fact that they aren't, but I'm just the opposite. I give you the anger when the anger is justified. I give you the humility when the humility is justified. And I give you the laughter when the laughter is justified. This is me being honest to you. If I tell you we're in the worst times this planet has ever seen, and I'm telling it to you in a really soft and monotonic voice like this, how many of you are really going to listen when I say that? But if I say to you how I really feel it, we are in the worst freaking times this planet has ever seen. The emphasis itself should tell you this is how I feel. To me, this is honesty. It's not grandstanding. I'm really not trying to make a name for myself. I have been doing this for 14 years. We have 6 global websites. We have a social media website. I don't need anybody to focus on me because I can play better than the next guy, or I can shout louder than the next guy. But if you hear me raise my voice, please understand there's a reason for that. It's called honesty. You're always going to know exactly how I feel. And that is honesty. Today, that honesty is necessary. Today, we're going to spend 2 hours and we're going to discuss the biggest scam, the biggest tragedy that has ever been choreographed in the form of a major disaster focused on humanity. And what is that? Well, most of you have probably already guessed. It's COVID and the COVID vaccines. And why would Roger say that? Not too long ago, they were telling you about the millions of people that were dying across the planet from COVID. Not true. Not too long ago, they were telling you if you didn't get a vaccine, you couldn't work, you couldn't go to the store, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. And there were supposedly valid reasons for that. Not true. All of the explanations that have been rolling out, including someone like Mr. Fauci, as in Fauci Capesta, no, Mr. Fauci, now telling everybody, I mean, backpedaling, I never suggested lockdowns. I never, and all of the things that have done the most damage to humanity in our entire history. People are backing away from at the speed of light, and we're going to go over these. I'm not a person who will sit here and tell you things to scare you, and I'm not trying to scare you. But I won't tell you things that are going to scare you, just hoping that you're going to believe everything I say. I have a reputation. I have a reputation of telling the truth. There are 35,000 people or more on the TLB, the Liberty Beacon, Facebook page. Yet there's hardly any dissenting comments at all. Why? Because we have a reputation for not only telling the truth, but being able to back it up. I have a personal Facebook wall, and I hate Facebook, believe me, I do, which is why I put together with a phenomenal team, TLB Talk. Please go there. That's where you can actually talk, where you can learn and where you can talk. But the point here is there's 8,000-9,000 people on my wall, but there are no dissenting comments. Why? Because over 14 years, people have realized that I will give you the truth. Or I will tell you if I'm not sure it's the truth. I don't know if this is exactly true, but this is what I believe. When you hear that from me, that's me being honest. Today, we're going to talk about things that have actually fractured humanity to the point where it's breaking up and falling apart. And if I'm not going to tell you the truth in a situation like this, I don't deserve to ever be listened to. Don't read my articles. Don't listen to my shows. This right now commands that we are truthful with each other. Humanity is going through its biggest test in its history today, but you're not being told that. Why? Because everything's crumbling and rumbling in America. The border's open. Our national security's our schools are like, are you freaking kidding me? Parents are now what? Terrorists? Parents are now domestic terrorists if they don't like the fact that their kids are being taught to be transvestites? Or critical race theory, which basically divides the races, doesn't combine them, divides them. If a parent goes and complains about that at school, they're now a domestic terrorist. That our economy is the worst it has been in how long, when 2 years ago we had one of the best economies on record? That the price of gas, although it's gone down because Joe Bob's taking oil from the strategic reserve, which is not what it's there for, and not only selling it to bring the price down because there's an election coming, but also selling it to people like communist China, to a company that has direct ties to the CCP and partnered up with his son Hunter. Oh my God, but there's nothing to see there. This is the strategic oil reserve. So what I'm telling you is that everything under the sun that could possibly go wrong in the United States right now is going wrong. Everything. Everything. The economy, food scarcity, the border, political tyranny. I could go on and on. The economy, inflation. That's another thing. Inflation, 8.2%. If you believe that, you're an idiot. I published an article and did a show with that article not too long ago where I gave 25 different products that we use every single day. Or most of us, a vast majority of us, like eggs, like milk, like butter, like gasoline, so on and so forth. And I put the current price increase over the last 2 years, the inflation of those products. If you can take those two dozen products and figure out any kind of inflation that is below 15%, somebody didn't teach you how to do math. The real inflation rate in this country is between 16 and 20%. It's not 8.2%, but just like they changed the definition of a vaccine, and we're going to get to that, they changed the definition of what a recession is, what a depression is, what inflation is. It used to be that a recession is two straight quarters of GDP going in a toilet. We're into the third. But it's not a recession. Ask Joe Bob. He'll tell you it's not a recession. Okay? And the vaccines you're being given for COVID-19 are vaccines. No, they're not. And I will prove that to you. And we can actually start out with that. What is a vaccine? Roger has written over 800 articles on vaccines, researched over the last dozen years. Roger has done at least 200 to 300 shows on vaccines. I have had doctors sit down next to me, and I'm talking about, you know, over the internet, not literally sitting down next to me, on a show and discuss things. And what you need to understand is what doctors are taught about vaccines when they're in medical school is extremely limited, and that's intentional. They may have like 8 or 16 hours out of what, 8 years to become a doctor, 6 to 8 years? And that's just to say you need to tell the kids they need this. You need to tell people they need this. And we're going to give you a kickback. We're going to give you a fancy watch. We're going to give you a free trip to Hawaii. We're going to give you a free trip to, and I could go on and on. This is what doctors are taught about vaccines. Unless they specifically work in that field, this is what GPs know about vaccines. I know a hell of a lot more about vaccines than most doctors do. I have done massive research for over a decade, well over a decade, on vaccines. What is a vaccine? In order to qualify as a vaccine, and Sam, do me a favor, let's keep the first half hour open, no calls, so that I can get a majority of this information out, maybe even the first 45 minutes, and then the following hour to hour and 15 minutes, we can take calls in, because I do like to take calls in, but I really would like to give you something to question me on, something to have your input on. So let's get the basics out before we start doing the calls. So what's a vaccine? In order to qualify for a vaccine, for over 100 years, it had to do three things. It absolutely had to do three things. It had to prevent your body from getting a virus. How did it do that? Well, you injected a controlled amount of either the live or the dead virus into the body, which allowed the body to produce what's called antibodies or soldiers. It produced an army, and that army stood in reserve until that virus came back around. And when it tried to enter the body, those soldiers came out and said, uh-uh, and they got rid of it. That's what a vaccine is supposed to do, but it qualifies in three things. First off, if you've been vaccinated, your body should not be able to get that virus. It should not let it in the door. Two, if it can't let it in the door, your body cannot store that virus. Three, if it can't let it in the door and your body can't store it, you cannot transmit it. You are not contagious. You cannot give it to someone else. This is what the COVID-19 vaccine and all of the mandates were sold to us on. You need to get it, because if you don't, you get COVID-19 or you're exposed to it, you can give it to somebody else. Let me start this all off by punching a big hole in that. Okay? A Pfizer executive stood in front of the European Parliament and literally told them, and look, Roger has a habit of putting links to everything he discusses in an article the following day. Tomorrow on the LibertyBeacon.com, our flagship website, by noon central, there will be an article containing a link to everything you will hear from me today. Everything. Proving unequivocally that, yes, I raised my voice because I'm angry, but it's all true. So this executive from Pfizer, sitting in front of the European Parliament, states unequivocally, okay, without stammering, straight to all of these European leaders, that prior to releasing these vaccines, and this goes the same for Moderna and whomsoever, the mRNA vaccines, prior to them being released, there was never any testing done on transmissibility. Prior to the release in the emergency authorization use, there were no tests done to prove that once you got COVID, you couldn't transmit it. What do we know today? We know you can absolutely transmit it. What do we know today? Well, let me see. Fauci's had COVID, fully vaccinated, right? Oh, our vice president has had COVID, fully vaccinated, right? Our president, Joe Bob himself, has had COVID, fully vaccinated, right? Would you like me to go on? So, in other words, everybody these people hang around has been fully vaccinated, including themselves, which means they can't get it, their body can't store it, and they can't transmit it, except everybody within that close-knit group is either getting it or giving it. What does it take for people to see this? This is not a vaccine. They've had to back it down to the point where this is what they're saying. Look, if you're elderly or you have a lot of comorbidities, it may be good for you to get the shot because it kind of, you know, lessens the symptoms. But we're going to get a lot deeper into it because it says a lot more than that. What I just told you is like a stick of dynamite underneath a baseball cap, and I lit the fuse. What I just told you is that everything that they have used to destroy society and economies was based on a lie. Based on an absolute lie. You're in the military. We're going to kick you out of the military. You're going to do what? We're going to kick you out of the military. You're one of the most valuable people in your platoon, on your nuclear submarine, in your aircraft, on your aircraft carrier. I don't care where. We'll be back. La, la, la. Ah! La, la, la.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I think you're crazy.
Hello, everybody. And yeah, it's not I think you crazy, it's they think we're crazy. Just prior to the break, I started to tell you about being in the military. How does Roger know anything about being in the military? Roger spent 6 years in the nuclear submarine fleet, 2 years in high-tech schools with the Navy, and then 22 years traveling the planet, 80 to 90% of every year, fixing things that go bang or things that find things that go bang. Roger's very, very familiar with the military, far more than most people are. And let me explain this to you. We are literally gutting our military right now. We are still, to this day, kicking unvaccinated people out or penalizing them to the point where they walk away. These are people up to those who have been in there for 10, 12, 14 years. It only takes 20 years to get a decent military retirement. 20 years. And some people that have been there for 12, 14 years are walking out. Why? Because they are mandating that they get a vaccine, which these people are smart enough to understand is the most dangerous pharmaceutical product, and we're going to get to that, this planet has ever been exposed to. And because they won't get it, they're being kicked out. But what did I just tell you? I just told you that these quote unquote vaccines, which they do not qualify as vaccines, but then they're telling you that what we're in doesn't qualify as a recession either. these quote-unquote vaccines do not keep you from transmitting COVID, nor do they keep you from getting it or your body from storing it. All it does is make the symptoms not as bad. So they're going to tell you when you're in a tank, if you've got COVID or you've been exposed to it and you're not vaccinated, you're a danger to everybody else in that tank. Wait a minute. Everybody else in that tank is vaccinated. You're not supposed to be able to give it to them. But they're going to kick you out because you could give them COVID. Hold on a minute. Does that make sense to anybody listening to this? But let's flip it around, okay? Let's flip it around and say you have been mandated or pretty much forced, if you want to continue your career, to get the deadliest pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity and take your chances. Roll the dice. You're not going to be crippled for life or die or become totally infertile, sterile. Absolute fact, not a joke. So you do. You want your career, so you go out and you get vaccinated. Now you can be in that tank. Why? Because you can't get COVID and you can't transmit it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Didn't they just admit you can get it? And it is transmittable from you. It just, you won't feel as bad. So why are we kicking valuable members of the military out because they won't get vaccinated? When they have absolutely no better or worse chances than the individual that's fully vaccinated, except that if you're not vaccinated, you don't stand the chance of being sterile, crippled for life, or dead. So we are decimating our military because you won't roll the dice and take something that in no way does what you are being forced to take a vaccine to do. It's an absolute joke. Nothing I'm telling you is a stretch of the truth. Look it up after the show. Go to the Liberty Beacon. Put it in the search bar. Can the shots keep your body from storing COVID? No, they can't. Can those shots keep you from transmitting it? No, they can't. So why are you allowed to stay in the military, but the guy who took the shot and didn't put, or the girl and didn't put their life in danger, isn't allowed? Why? You are actually in a much worse situation than the individual that didn't get vaccinated, but you're allowed to stay in. You may be driving that tank down a battlefield in a critical position at a critical time, and all of a sudden, myocarditis, your heart stops beating, you're dead. But the guy who didn't get the shot isn't going, that's not going to happen to him. So you're actually a bigger risk to the military than the unvaccinated. But that's not what you're being told. Anybody here who doesn't believe everything I just said, you need to do some research, because if you don't know me, what you don't understand is I don't say things like this that aren't true. I don't. So that's one of the first really, really big lies. Pfizer exec states to EU leaders that testing for transmissibility was never accomplished for the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines prior to the public being exposed to them for emergency on an emergency use basis. Mandates were an absolute lie. Why? You are mandated to get it because once you got the vaccine, you couldn't give it. Yes, you can. Okay? So if mandates were an absolute joke, vaccine passes. If you didn't get vaccinated, you couldn't have a vaccine pass, which means you couldn't go into the store, which means you couldn't go to church, which means you couldn't go to school, which means you couldn't. Why? Because if you weren't vaccinated, you could transmit the disease. Well, even those vaccinated can transmit the disease. What made them special? The only thing that made them special is they are at a higher risk of dying earlier than you are. That seems like a real good reason for us to run out and get a vaccine, doesn't it? Vaccine passes, vaccine mandates, military discharges, job losses, college refusals. Would you like me to go on? It's being admitted in front of the European Congress and to health officials in the United States and to select U.S. representatives that these shots can't keep you from transmitting COVID. I've got another question for you, okay? And this is something else you all need to look up. Why is it that the number of people dying across the planet from what we are supposed to believe is COVID is higher in the vaccinated than the unvaccinated? We'll be back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
right. I would tell, I don't know, just about everybody listening here that y'all probably think I'm just a little bit crazy. But I have been doing this 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, for over a dozen years straight without one single day off. This is my dedication. The articles I write, the shows I do, the information I put out, the angst that you hear attached to the way I deliver things, none of this is anything that I'm forced to do. My feet are not nailed to the floor. With the training I have and the jobs I have held, I could walk out of this door tomorrow, even at 68 years old, and get a hell of a good job. But I would figure that I had failed if I do that. This is where I need to be. This is what I need to be doing. Because as I opened this show with, we are suffering the biggest scam, the biggest tyranny against all of humanity this planet has ever seen. So I need, and I apologize for this to everybody, I need the rest of this first hour. I have more information to put out. There will be calls for the entire second hour. I will not back away from that. But I have information I need to put out, and I feel it's critical. And I've only gotten through a portion of what you need to understand. So before we went on to the break, I got done telling you that there was absolutely, if you have the ability to transmit, whether you've been vaccinated or not, then mandates make no sense. Okay? They don't. Vaccine passes make no sense at all. They're based on a lie. And the thing of it is, Pfizer never, ever claimed they would block transmissibility, because then they would have been able to be sued on fraud. They never said it. Nobody ever asked. It was assumed because it was called a vaccine. And this is what vaccines do. So mandates, a bunch of bullcrap. Vaccine passes, absolute bullcrap. Military discharges, why are you intentionally trying to destroy the U.S. military? Job losses, never needed. College refusals, what the hell for? All of this is based on the fact that once you have been given the shot, you are safe. You cannot get anybody else sick. And we know now that's an absolute lie. So tell me which one of those was necessary from day one. And they knew from day one the truth. But you didn't. How many people's lives have been destroyed because they lost their jobs? How many people's military careers have been destroyed because they've been kicked out? How weak is our military today compared to what it was 2 years ago? How many people couldn't get into college or got kicked out of college because they refused to get a vaccine? None of this had to happen. We are talking about massive economic and sociological damage globally. And it gets worse. Okay, if you take a look, the CEO of Moderna, the second biggest guy out there punching these shots everywhere across the planet, has admitted that COVID-19 is like the seasonal flu. Unless you're really old, or unless you have, stop and think about it, some comorbidities, two or three other serious illnesses, it has about the same effect on you that the seasonal flu does. I knew that. I'm not vaccinated. Why am I not vaccinated? Because I knew this. They wanted y'all to believe it was the most deadliest thing that has ever happened to humanity in the history of humanity. And what did they use? A PCR test, which was wrong 99.8% of the time. 99%, or at least 98.6%, some will say, of the times it told you you had COVID when you didn't. Because what it was telling you is that at some point in your life, your body had built some sort of an immunity to a COVID virus, which is the flu. which means if you ever had flu in your entire lifetime, the PCR test was going to test you positive for COVID. So what did they have? They had hospitals overrun with people freaking out because they had the deadly virus, COVID. Not true. They had the entire world believing that millions upon millions, and then eventually the lie of the PCR test fell apart. You all remember that? And then all of a sudden the amount of COVID cases dropped by 95% to about the level of the yearly flu. Now let's pop the cork on something really big. And this information will be in the article I publish tomorrow. All of this, proving this, will be in the article I publish tomorrow on thelibertybeacon.com. Because what I'm about to tell you ought to make your jaw hit the freaking floor. Let me start this off by saying in 1974 or 75, I'm not exactly sure, one of those 2 years guaranteed, the H1N1 vaccine was pulled off of the market as being too dangerous to administer to humanity because it had registered, listen to me people, 35 deaths. If you go to the article tomorrow, you will see the proof that estimates across the planet, and these are statistical estimates, but they're every bit as accurate as theirs. And other, in other words, all of this was done using real data. Experts are estimating that between 20 and 25 million deaths have already occurred globally due to the COVID-19 vaccines. Roger's not done. And between 2 and 2.2 billion. Okay, cases of vaccine injury have occurred. Do y'all remember when Pfizer wanted their trial documents hidden for 75 years and the CDC was going to go along with that until a judge says, no, you're not. You're going to publish that. And what we found out is that the dangerous and deadly side effects of the COVID vaccines were in the thousands. There were many thousands of side effects to these vaccines, but they wanted to hide that for 75 years. Again, Roger doesn't lie. Roger doesn't exaggerate. That's a provable fact. Now I'm going to give you these stats again. All right. Scientists and researchers estimate that between 20 and 25 million people globally have already died due to the COVID vaccines, and between 2 and 2.2 billion people have been injured, some of them for life. And let me explain that to you. Every time, and this is also a proven fact that we just found out recently, and it has been verified. Every time you get a COVID shot, it does a little bit more to knock your immune system to the ground. After your first COVID shot, it does some damage. It's not permanent. It does some damage. It may take years to recover, but it does some damage. After your second COVID shot, which they told you you had to take not too long after you had your first one, they came out and said, oh, you need another one now. What does that do? It deals another major blow to your immune system. What do I mean? When it goes in, the spike protein teaches your immune system to look for what COVID is pretty much made out of. How does your immune system know this? Because they used a quote-unquote computer-generated model to tell the spike protein what to tell your immune system. They didn't even use the real thing. I wonder why. But anyway, so now after the second shot, you dealt a huge blow. The first one was a big blow. The second shot is a huge blow. And then they told you how many months after that? You need a booster. Everybody needs a booster. So you get a booster. It it deals a massive blow to your immune system. Then they came out with a second booster. Now you've got a fifth shot. There are researchers and scientists out there that are screaming bloody murder all over the planet that if you've had more than three shots, if you had three shots, you're in serious trouble. But if you've had four and now five, you will have an immune system that is so not there that you won't die from COVID, but you'll die from a lot of other things. We have deaths occurring all over the planet at a massively increased rate. But these deaths are not associated with COVID. They're not. But these are deaths that are untagged to COVID. So we are seeing in some countries twice as many in certain areas of or certain portions of the population, twice as many unaccounted for deaths, meaning not tied to COVID, than we've ever seen before. And in other countries, the numbers are so massively high that researchers are going, what the hell is going on? People are not dying from COVID, but without an immune system, cancer is running rampant. Do some research. Check and see what's happened to cancer in the last 2 years. Check and see what's happened to heart disease in the last 2 years. I could go on and on. It has screamed up at a level that nobody can statistically understand. And it all started after the second shot. Because the first shot didn't do enough and it hadn't been around long enough. Now, I've told you 20 million people have died. 20 to 25 million, they're estimating at least 20 to 25 million have died globally. And I also told you that between 2 and 2.2 billion people have been damaged. Okay, which means at this point, the vaccine is starting to have an effect on their body. If you do the research, you're going to find out, and you'll have the links in this article tomorrow, that these shots, a cumulative, two, three, four, five shots, can take up to 3 years. And some scientists are saying if you've only had three shots, or maybe two, up to 5 years to do enough damage to your body to be fatal. I'm telling you that in 1974 or five, they discontinued the H1N1 vaccine with 35 deaths as being too dangerous for humanity. And I'm telling you that today, researchers are screaming the number of deaths from this vaccine globally are well over 20 million, and the number of vaccine damaged globally is well over 2 billion. And with those 2 billion, how many more are going to die and how many more are going to be damaged for life? I would guess that within 3 years, that number will affect 4 to 5 billion and the deaths will have climbed well over a billion, because those who have had multiple shots already have irreparable damage to their immune system. Are they going to die from COVID? No. But without an immune system, how do you fight off the other things that are going to kill you? None of this is a joke. None of this is a guess. None of this is fear porn. All of this is a fact. And let me tell you one of the not so comical, but absolutely true, okay? Absolutely true side effects from this. Women who have not been vaccinated, okay, women who have not been vaccinated intentionally because they're aware of what's going on are refusing relationships with men who have been vaccinated. It has nothing to do with whether they have enough money. It has nothing to do with whether or not they're a good person. It has everything to do with sex. They don't want to swap spit with you. They don't want to have sex with you all the way up to the point where it's time to take the raincoat off, and I think you know what I'm talking about. They don't want to marry you, and there are even cases of divorce happening across the planet from females who have discovered that their husbands have been vaccinated behind their back or haven't told them, and then all of a sudden they found out. This is something that is becoming more and more prevalent on a daily basis. Women, there's an entire article about this. The link will be in my article tomorrow. Women who are not vaccinated do not want to be intimate with men who are. And it has nothing to do with whether you're a good person or not. There's two factors. One, we know it can be transmitted from that guy to her. She knows that. And the second thing is they doubt this guy's actual ability to run his own life if he will put himself in this much danger just to keep his job. I'm not joking. These aren't my words. These aren't things I made up. This is actual research that has been done. We have come to the point where we are destroying society and dividing society. You have to leave the military because you can transmit, except the guy sitting in the tank that has been vaccinated is more dangerous than you are, but he's allowed to sit in the tank. The guy in the nuclear submarine who hasn't been vaccinated has to leave the military, but everybody else on that submarine is more dangerous than he was, but they can stay. If you haven't been vaccinated, you can't go to the store. If you have, you can go to the store. Why? Because you can't transmit. You've been vaccinated. Now we know that's a lie. I'm going to tell you that the fifth booster just came out. I'm going to tell you that the CDC and the FDA got together behind the scenes and have added this to the shots your kids need before they go to school and things like that. The normal series of injections that kids need before they can have a normal life. It's now part of that list. Let me explain something else to you. The fifth booster has never been tested on humanity. Listen to what I just said. It is based on the exact same deadly mRNA vaccine as the rest of them, but since it has been reformulated, quote unquote, but still based on the same vaccine, this is what the FDA and the CDC told them. You don't have to test it on humans. It's for emergency use only, just like the rest of them, or at least a vast majority of them. But they did test it. And this is what they're telling people. We did test it on living entities. They tested it on 8 mice. That is all the testing that has been done on the fifth COVID shot. It was tested on 8 mice. And you're not allowed to see the results of that test on those 8 mice. It has not been released. They refused to release it. But your kid, who may end up with myocarditis and die, your kid whose immune system when they're 5, 4, and 5 years old, when kids get these shots, or 3 years old, their immune system will be killed or slaughtered or damn near, and it's never been tested on humans. But the FDA and the CDC are now saying your kids have to have this shot to attend school. Are you listening to what I'm saying? None of this is a lie. None of it. We're doing all of this for something that the actual CEO of Moderna is saying is no more dangerous than the yearly flu. How many young kids die from the flu each year? The chances of a kid dying from the flu, okay, the regular seasonal flu, which this has now been compared to, is 0.0009%. Some say 0.0005%. I don't give a damn what the fourth number is. The first three numbers are 0.000. That's so close to nothing, it's insane. But you're going to give them the most deadly vaccine, the most deadly jab, the most deadly pharmaceutical ever used on humanity, responsible for tens of millions of deaths and billions of human beings harmed because, why? Because they might have a low-grade fever for a day or two, just like they do with the flu each year, and miss one day of school or two at the most? You're going to risk their life and their future health. And now this has become a mandate. You don't have any choice. If you want to send your kids to public school, they're going to have to get this shot now, whether you like it or not. And if you're a normal person without a gazillion dollars and you can't send your kid to a private school, you don't have any choice. Why? There is nobody who listens to John's shows that even expected anything like this today. But let me explain something to you. This is who I am. Every single show I do is like this. Every single show I do is in your face. And you know what? Look at all of the negative comments I get. People stating I'm a liar and proving I'm a liar. Look at them. You can't find them. Why? I don't let it come out of my mouth unless I know what I'm talking about. So what I've said today is scaring the crap out of most of you, but it just all happens to be true. When's the last time you heard this much of this crap all at once in the same place at the same time? Welcome to Roger's world. I live in this world every single day. I live in it health-wise. I live in it economic-wise. I live in it military-wise. I live in it science-wise. This is Roger's life, and we're not done. But we're going to come up on a break here, and after the break, I will welcome any calls. If anybody wants to call in, please call in, okay? And I would like to hear what you have to say. If not, is there anybody listening that doesn't think that Roger can't talk for the next hour and give you really, really good information? Now, good is, I guess that depends on what you consider good. I consider good something that's true and something that will benefit me. Something that will tell me, don't give my kids this shot. Something that will tell me, if I'm in the military and they're trying to kick me out, I need to sue them. Something that's going to tell me if my boss says you need to get this or you're going to lose your job, I need to sue them. Something that's going to tell me, and we can go on. We'll be back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.